Good afternoon, Rich Nass, Executive Vice President with Open Systems Media and leader of the Embedded Computing Design franchise, here for this week's Embedded Executive Podcast. This week, my Embedded Executive is Pierre Gal. He is the Head of Product Development at the Embedded Kit. Hello, Pierre. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. What about you?
I'm doing fine myself. Thank you very much. The Embedded Kit. I get a feeling our audience is not familiar with the Embedded Kit. Just real quick, what is it that you guys do?
We are designing a software solution to help OEMs to create their own Linux-based product with achieving the expected level of quality and cybersecurity. So we are delivering the source code and transfer the ownership to our customer to help them to build their embedded Linux system.
And how is it that you actually make money from these folks? Are you licensing the operating system, a version of the operating system?
Yeah, in fact, we are licensing the source code of our Linux distribution and our toolkit. And we are performing, we are delivering the source code, and then we can help them on a long range by performing the maintenance.
Okay. And I have a feeling you're based in France based on that accent.
Yes, exactly. I'm in France. I'm based in Lyon.
Very good. Okay. So enough of that. The reason that I want to talk to you, I had this survey across my desk and I wanted to get into it because I think it's something that our audience would be very interested in. What's the overview of the survey? Who did you survey and why?
In fact, we have analyzed how this ecosystem of OEM are dealing with the embedded system and more particularly focusing on embedded Linux. And we really would like to understand what are the complexity, what are the needs, the stacks, the challenge that different design houses are facing. And we really would like to highlight in a global white paper what we have discovered in terms of challenges and solutions for them.
Okay, so let's get into this. What are some of your findings? What did you discover with this survey?
We discovered a lot of different information. The first one is about operating system is not seen as the key topic of the product. It's more seen as a commodity. So that means the customer really would like to focus on the business application running on top of this operating system. However, all design houses we are talking with understand that without an operating system, this will not be possible. And the operating system is a key topic as soon as you are starting talking about cybersecurity. So the main thing coming from this OEM are how complex it will be to use this operating system. Will this solve my cybersecurity issues? And what's about long-term maintenance? How can I maintain that in a long range? And more particularly in regard of this new regulation that comes, where everybody, all OEMs, will have to manage the vulnerabilities on the long range.
Were the people who you surveyed all people who are in the Linux camp, or was it more broad than that?
Yeah, we really focus our survey on embedded Linux, and we understand all this ecosystem where you can find Yocto, which is the solution where you build your own Linux distribution, but also a customer using Debian or using Ubuntu. Some others are using WinRiver, some are using Bullroot. So we have really a huge ecosystem of embedded Linux solution available for design house.
Are those different distributions very different? If you're familiar with one, can you migrate to another one without much difficulty?
In fact, there is one common point between all of these distribution is the kernel. All different Linux distribution are based on the Linux kernel, which is something that will help you to support your hardware. However, the business model, the methodology, the way of using it, and the way of maintaining is completely different. If, for example, we take Ubuntu, they have a model where it's much more closer to a SaaS approach. They really would like to manage for you the development and the maintenance, and it's more close than if you are using Yocto, where you have to build everything from your own and integrating the component you want. So even for the maintenance on Ubuntu side or Debian side, you have a package manager that helps you to update your system, but that gives you some constraint. On the other side, on Yocto, you are able to build your own solution to deploy, update, to deploy, and to create your maintenance. So we have different philosophy of managing Linux, even if at the end, you can build on top of it the same business application.
Is that where the embedded kit comes in? Because you want to help these guys migrate from one to another and give them these tools to help them move?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, what we aim is to simplify the usage of Yocto. Yocto is something which is quite complex because you need to understand everything and build part after part how your system will behave. With the embedded kit, we aim to have a pre-created, a pre-integrated distribution with Yocto, and more particularly focusing on these three topics: quality, cybersecurity, by integrating features like Secure Boot, which is a key topic for cybersecurity, and also long-term maintenance with CV analyzing tools to ensure that you will have no vulnerabilities in your system for a long range.
But if it's all open source and I just download whatever I need anyway from GitHub, why is it hard?
It's hard because it's a very specific area where there is not so much competencies available in the market. And we are talking here about an operating system. So that means you have to understand the service management, the driver, the packages, how everything behaves. And if you want to create, you assemble different layers. That's something that needs a lot of knowledge, which is not so easy to get on the market today.
So what is the one thing that everybody gets stuck on? What's the piece that's really hard?
In fact, there is probably two main parts which are complex. The first one is all this BSP, porting your operating system on your hardware. You have some layers already delivered, but as soon as you want optimization, as soon as you want to get the best performance from your hardware, you have to get this knowledge between drivers and hardwares. And the other part is really about how the operating system behaves, all the services available to start your system, and integrated everything in a cybersecurity way. If you want to start your system with, for example, a secure boot, that means authenticated your software running on the system, you will have to enable different hardware and software components to be sure that this is your software running on your target.
Okay, circling back to the survey, was there any surprises in there?
Excuse me, could you say that again?
Yeah, were there any surprises in the survey? Was there anything that came across that you were not expecting?
I think that's really about the fact that everybody sees the operating system as a commodity. In our vision, because we are working in this software industry for now more than 20 years, we see that as something which is our daily. But for an OEMs, what is really the key feature is the business application. And in fact, they are seeing the operating system as a complexity, something they want to deal with at a minimum level, but they also understand that it will be something mandatory because of these regulations that will make them mandatory to manage the vulnerability on the long range. And that's surprising for us because we were used to work with Design House and Linux team. And in fact, that's something which is a constraint for them.
Is the survey available for people, or is this something that you sell? What's the distribution of the survey?
No, the survey is free. You can have access to it directly on our website, theembeddedkit.io, and you will be able to download and review that. We have more than 30 pages of analysis of this Linux world and a comparison between all of these different distributions available on the market.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Pierre. I certainly learned a lot this morning.
Thanks a lot.
That was Pierre Gall. He is the head of product development at the Embedded Kit, and I am Rich Nass with Open Systems Media.